You're listening to Radio Adelaide Breakfast. It is 8:45. My name's Morgan Burley and it's great to be with you today. Now, they've just gotten back from touring for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and they're here to play for us today. Through a blend of flamenco, Mexican and folk, they certainly push the boundaries of this small four-stringed instrument. Eamon Burke, Ruben Legg and Julian Ferguson join us in the studio this morning from Ukulele Death Squad. Good morning.
Good morning.
G'day.
So where did the idea of Ukulele Death Squad come from?
Well, it first started out, Benjamin, who's not in the studio today, was a very talented banjo player. But when you're a very talented banjo player, there's a lot, there's many more, even more talented banjo players. And he got a hold of a uke. And then we were around the traps, I was playing a few other bands, and so was he. And next thing you know, we had this idea to do this sort of comedy ukulele show during the Adelaide Fringe. And we started playing and jamming together, and it had a really kind of cool, like Tarantino-ish vibe to it. And we're like, actually, this could be a lot of fun. Like, it's not just stupidity. It's actually kind of, you know, it's great fun. So the Ukulele Death Squad was born. You know, Ben came up with the name. I had another name. Pigeons on the Moon was my idea. It got canned.
Dodged a bullet there.
And, yeah, we haven't looked back. It just went sort of crazy. Like, every show just sort of sold out. It was, yeah, madness.
It sounds fantastic. How did you all meet?
Well,
a long time ago, four or five years ago, I met Julian. He just moved to Adelaide from Brussels, and yeah, we just started hanging out, and I think we met a friend's kind of charity sort of gig. He wanted to raise some money, and yeah, we bumped into each other then, and we just became friends since then, really.
Yeah, and then we met Ruben this year at a festival up in
around April. In a festival in North Queensland, Winter Moon.
Winter Moon, we sort of hit it off musically, fell in love musically, and...
Well, I heard that Julian was going to Europe, and I thought it would be fun.
that was the main reason.
That was the main reason, and I asked if I could come along.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been good since, for sure.
It sure sounds like it. What do you enjoy most about what you do and being a part of something like this?
I think with ukuleles, people don't expect much, which is true. Like often, you know, you hear the ukulele and you kind of think, you know, you are my son. Like sort of a strum here and there, and so it's great. Sort of even people that hate ukuleles, sort of when they see the Ukulele Death Squad play, their eyes kind of open up and they're like, wow, that's a ukulele band? Like what's going on there? So I think particularly with the Ukulele Death Squad, it's sort of the wow factor, and it's great. I mean, with the Death Squad, it's fantastic as a musician being able to, you know, go to shows that keep selling out. You know, and it's you know, at the moment we've played more shows overseas than in Adelaide, and we've only been around since February. So it's really exciting. You know, you play music. We're so passionate about music, but often you know you're kind of struggling to get into festivals or go on tour. But it's just sort of all falling into place with the Ukulele Death Squad. It's kind of marketing itself, so it's great. Really fun.
And I believe you have a song that you're going to play for us?
We do. Well, I better let Ruben explain this. This is Ruben's song. Ruben's from Melbourne, and he's flown into Adelaide for Semaphore Music Festival, which we're playing at tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote this little... I'll let you go for it, Ruben. Tell us about this song.
Well, I arrived in Europe the day before our first gig that we were playing in London. Julian kindly offered to pay for me to change my flight, which is very good. And so we did that, and we somehow found ourselves that weekend at a BDSM party, which is very popular in London after the release of 50 Shades of Grey. It's like really the latest thing, so we just thought we'd better, when in London, you know. I think I was a bit surprised by how much I enjoyed it. So I wrote a song about it in the morning, and this is what came out.
All righty, let's hear it.
Let's go.
swear my eyes were glued. Now I'm not the kind to intrude, but there was just something scary about her high-heeled shoes. Every moment, every movement, every breath. Oh, I wanna be a slave from the cradle to the dare. Oh, she looked at me and all the word came out, but I knew what she was talking about. She cocked her head back quizzically and said, there's something you can do for me. Oh, I got moves and I got style, I just wanna see her smile. I said, anything you want, yes, please. Well, eyes like that, I can tell. Eyes like that, take you straight to hell. Eyes like that, if you want more. Eyes like that, go and settle the score. I'm a man who dressed so well. Eyes like that, they can tell. Eyes like that, they'll leave you roar. Eyes like that, well, they're hardcore. She's got a corporate life and a corporate dream. Works in finance, dresses clean. Gets to work every day on time and signs her name on the dotted line. She's not the kind to be kind of strangers. But the strangest thing of all is when you peel back the layers. She's got a mean chic, honey, got a nasty side. But when the weekend comes, she got a secret life. Don't like her man standing by her side. But she's sure smack on there behind this corporate girl. Dressed in red, she'll be standing on your head. High heels pushed into your thighs. And baby, your pain is a sacrifice. And I just wanna see her smile when I look into her eyes.
One, two, three, four.
Eyes like that, I can tell. Eyes like that, take you straight to hell. Eyes like that, if you want more. Eyes like that, gonna say, say I'm a man who dressed so well. Eyes like that, they can tell. Eyes like that, they'll leave you roar. Eyes like that, they're hardcore. Some
tenderness.
But when I got home, I was told to undress.
To undress.
She broke me down, 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 till I was on all fours.
On all fours.
And by a chain led me down the corridor. Now every day she leaves me locked up in her basement, and I'm hungry for the day when I can have one taste of it. We got whips for breakfast and cups of tea, but this ain't gonna satisfy me. This corporate girl dressed in red, how did she get into my head? I say every time I try to leave, she says, baby, on your knees. You got one job and that's to please. Oh, I agree. Let me tell you, those eyes like that, I can tell. Eyes like that, take you straight to hell. Eyes like that, you want more. Eyes like that, gonna settle the score. I'm a man who dress so well. Eyes like that, they can tell. Eyes like that, leave me roar. Eyes like that, well, there. Eyes like that, I can tell. Eyes like that, take you straight to hell. Eyes like that, you want more. Eyes like that, gonna settle the score. Well, I'm a man who dress so well. Eyes like that, they can tell. Eyes like that, leave you roar. Eyes like that, well, there. Hardcore.
Eyes like that,
I can tell. Eyes like that, take you straight to hell. Eyes like that, if you want more. Eyes like that, gonna settle the score. I'm a man who dressed so well. Eyes like that, they can tell. Eyes like that, they'll leave you raw. Eyes like that, well, they're hardcore.
Woohoo! That sounded great. Thank you so much. Now, I'm speaking with Julian Ferguson, Amen Burke, and Ruben Legg from Ukulele Death Squad. Wow, I don't even have words. Where do you get the ideas for your music?
Well,
other than that one.
Well, I guess there's a lot of influence. A lot of the other numbers we do are very, Tarantino inspired. I guess was the initial kind of thing. So we do sort of like, Missaloo, which is actually we found out it's a traditional Greek song that Dick Dale made famous. It's sort of, I mean, we do write our songs on the ukulele.
It's a great writing instrument.
Yeah, it's really simple. So you sort of...
It's because Julian's, like, always got a ukulele on him, I mean, in my experience, and he's just wandering around singing about what's happening. He'll just be wandering down the street, like, this girl walking past in a blue dress. She's looking kind of pensive. And then, you know, a song will just come out of that. It's quite strange, but it just happens.
So, yeah, we did a few different styles. Yeah, we kind of chop and change a bit with the styles, but we've been sort of labelled what a skiffle is, probably the closest kind of...
I don't even understand. That's like swing blues sort of...
Yeah, from the 20s, I think.
Flamenco. It's hard. It's kind of hard because they change a lot of the songs. So. And it depends who writes them. Everyone sort of has a crack at different songs. That was Ruben's song, so it's quite different to some of the other stuff.
So talking about the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, how does it compare to the Adelaide Fringe Festival?
The big question. $1 million question.
It's a lot bigger. It's massive. So that's probably the biggest thing you know is it's just so many more acts. It's so big.
It is, yeah. It's really big. It's really hectic. There's no actually the one downfall of Edinburgh Fringe that Adelaide definitely has up on it is the
garden.
Garden of
Earthly Delights and that sort of stuff. Yeah.
And particularly the Fringe Club, which is a lot of Edinburgh artists that go to the Adelaide Fringe love it because you really feel at home. But it was great. It was so much fun, and it's such a great city. And you know, Edinburgh is so beautiful. It was hectic. It was so hectic, especially performing there. You almost want to spend a week not performing so you can enjoy it all. There's so much going on. It was crazy. It was so packed, so packed. Like it blew our minds.
Festival City.
And you are performing at the Semaphore Music Festival tonight.
Yeah, we are. So we're performing at the, I think it's the Semaphore Workers Club at 8 p.m, if I'm not mistaken, out in Semaphore. So it should be great with the Skeleton Club. So it's going to be great. It's going to be really, we're excited. It's the first time. Ruben's just got back from Europe, so the boys are back in town. It's going to be really fun. We're very excited. Very excited.
Back in black.
They're back.
We need some epic Tarantino music while we walk down the street in slow-mo.
I would love to see that. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really do appreciate it. Make sure that you get along to the Semaphore Music Festival tonight to hear the Ukulele Death Squad at 8 p.m.